that's so beautiful, it makes me sick. But you're also going to get something that old fungal Sarika ain't never going to get. No way, no how, no time.
The two tapes did exist. I think I know what is on these tapes from having listened to some. And I can assure you that those tapes will prove these things without question. First, with regard to the tape of June 20th, as you may recall, it was a five-minute telephone conversation with the former Attorney General John Mitchell.
Hello, John. My code's to reconstruct the evidence.
Richard, do you remember the party you had?
Certainly.
I know damn well who did what to whom under what circumstances.
I saw this thing coming.
The call girl bit me.
I know. You walked into one there. And I congratulate you, sir, for having such a lively staff.
I have domestic problems.
I had a few problems in 1968.
I'm sorry. What the hell happened?
Well, I was, shall we say, a rather active vice president. I had a firm staff, and I stuck it out.
I had been spending a better part of the previous week trying to smooth this situation over to the point where that I could stay as husband and wife.
She'll come across white and make all kinds of excuses. You ought to do the same thing.
I can't. I lack adequate intelligence.
Now, turning to the Watergate matter.
I was hoping that would come up.
You, John Mitchell, must take responsibility for those mistakes.
I disagree violently.
You can be very sure that this conversation was recorded for purposes of blackmail. Anything wrong?
Let's not discuss it any further.
That was what was on that tape. Turning to April 15th, the conversation referred to there was at the end of the process in which Mr. Dean came in to tell me what he had told the U.S. attorneys that day. Mr. Dean, 3 weeks ago, I spoke to you about the our policy for meeting it.
I didn't know much about it.
When I spoke to you, I indicated that the had turned the into a major crisis.
Hunt has been promised executive clemency.
I asked to help deal with this son of a.
There are money demands being made by the seven convicted defendants.
Will make a very substantial contribution to our. But there is much more to be done. First, the fifth step involves. But we will have to plan for it more carefully.
Obviously, this area would have to be researched.
Nothing we do can succeed, however, without the full cooperation of.
Mr. Haldeman, Mr. Ehrlichman.
All of you must endure real hardship. For my part, I pledge to do everything in my power to all the American people. I intend to the American people on a regular basis. Let me conclude by restating our overall objective. It can be summed up in one word. That word is